Running a business is hard. Those challenges are compounded for Black-owned businesses. The Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce is one organization trying to knock down those barriers.
I think what's lacking and what we're focused on at the Chamber is helping to create connectivity for those businesses, not only amongst each other, but connectivity to the wealth of resources that exist in Peoria.
That's Chamber President and CEO Joshua Gunn. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Monday, February 22nd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The rehabilitation of a low-income apartment complex on Peoria's western edge is wrapping up this spring, but there's already hundreds of people on the wait list. Tim Shelley reports.
You might know it as Pearson Hills, but the redevelopers of this Section 8 housing are redubbing the early 70s development as Parkwood Commons. Wallet Communities is nearing completion of the rehab. Vice President of Development Alexis Dunphy says bringing the apartments up to snuff has taken 4 years and $19.7 million.
We were able to address some of those things that we as operators and managers of this would say, oh, time out, this is a life safety issue, right? So those wiring and those windows that weren't meeting egress, doors that were falling off the hinges kind of situation.
The rehab of the 50-building low-income apartment complex has taken place in several stages, with the first residents moving back in months ago. But Parkwood Commons isn't yet fully up and operational.
We've had some challenges along the last year or so with COVID and labor and supply, but we're optimistic that we'll be able to finish this spring.
Dunphy says there's currently a wait list of more than 500 people waiting for a Parkwood Commons apartment. She says that's remarkable, with the backlog usually hovering around 30 to 40 people for similar projects. Wallet Communities was also behind the rehabilitations of Parkview Estates, Holbert House, Schlarman House, and Reservoir Estates. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Ahead of the weekend, Tri-County health officials reported 76 new coronavirus infections to push the area's total since mid-March to 33,775. Almost 21,000 Tri-County residents are now fully vaccinated for COVID-19, with nearly 90,000 total doses administered in the region. Illinois is now past 2 million total doses administered, with more than 500,000 residents fully vaccinated. And the housing market in Illinois continues to perform well as the January home sales rose 18% over this time last year. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Running a small business is hard, and those challenges are compounded for Black small business owners. WCBU student reporter Jordan Mead explores how local entrepreneurs are breaking down those barriers.
The Peoria area touts hundreds of Black entrepreneurs, but Black-owned businesses cannot thrive without the support of their surrounding communities. Monica Arbuckle is executive managing partner for AFE Construction and a board member of the Black Business Alliance. She says that a lack of startup resources, capital, and mentorship are all major challenges facing Black entrepreneurs in particular.
But it's especially harder for minority contractors just to build the trust. The other challenge is building relationships within the community to do the business.
To fight back, the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce is working to make the playing field more equitable for Black-owned businesses. Joshua Gunn, president and CEO of the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce and CEO Council, says it is important to focus on helping not just individual businesses, but making collective changes.
I think what's lacking and what we're focused on at the Chamber is helping to create connectivity for those businesses, not only amongst each other, but connectivity to the wealth of resources that exist in Peoria for capital, funding, advocacy, marketing, promotion, exposure, and helping create a more robust ecosystem for Black business is one of our priorities.
Gunn says ensuring Black businesses have a seat at the table not only helps them, but benefits everybody, from the smallest startup to the largest corporations. Smoking Pit Barbecue is one such business. The Peoria Area Chamber keeps them visible by publishing their name in the business directory and promoting the restaurant.
I just open business for everybody, and just happen to be a minority guy doing it. And I think that's where your success as a businessman come. when everyone can participate in your business.
That was owner Michael Kitchens. He says the support Peoria gives to these businesses is something he is grateful for, minority-owned or not. The Minority Business Development Center is another organization supporting Black-owned businesses as they navigate the challenges of beginning their businesses.
The Minority Business Development Center decided to move forward to bring the education and empowerment to the community to not only educate and empower minorities, but to equip them with the tools and resources that they need to get started.
That was Minority Business Development Center Program Manager Shalandria Parker. She says they believe it is important to provide information, training, and services so that businesses can not only sustain themselves, but expand. In addition to their online business directory and their business incubator, the Minority Business Development Center also has a program called Contractor Development, which allows them to partner companies like AFE Construction Company with other minority-owned businesses. AFE specializes in commercial contracting, painting, and carpentry for businesses and homes in the Peoria area. Monica Arbuckle of AFE says they develop land and develop lives by mentoring other minority-owned businesses in the Peoria area.
And it's kind of like, you know, reaching back and helping others come up with you. And so my part with the Black Business Alliance and our contractor development classes is basically share the knowledge.
Arbuckle says they also guide other businesses by sharing their own personal experiences. Young's Popcorn Heaven is another Black business in the Peoria area supported by the Minority Business Development Center. Owner Joanne Parker Young said the Minority Business Development Center has helped them build up a strong clientele through their support.
They come in, they tell us that, yeah, we love your products, and we tell all our friends and family about you, and we just want to keep you here in the community because we don't want to see you guys fail, you know. And I give all praise to the customers for that, because you really never know if you're doing a good service to the community unless the people tell you themselves.
Parker Young said despite the difficulties she faces operating a Black-owned business in Peoria, she's here to serve high-quality popcorn no matter the challenge. Joshua Gunn of the Peoria Area Chamber says in a city like Peoria with rich Black history, Black-owned businesses must be prioritized.
The shorter version of that is if we really want Peoria to thrive, then Black Peoria has to thrive as well.
Gunn says building up Black-owned businesses helps build a stable economy where everyone participates. I'm Jordan Mead.
And you can head to WCBU.org to learn more. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.